Another soldier by the name of Bill Moyes came to the ranch and visited lots of the time with a family. He had come from the Southwest and was around for about 2 months. When he left, he wanted me to write to him, which I did. He wrote long letters to me and once sent me a shell bracelet from the South Pacific somewhere. He stopped writing at some time, and I never knew what happened to him. I always wondered if he made it through the war. He was very likable and loved to come and have dinner with us. I just hope he got home okay after the war. This was all happening when I was between 14 and 16 years old. It was quite an experience at the time, and I have never forgotten those lonesome soldiers. In the fall, after we got the hay in, they would come down and pick up the hay we missed and stuffed it in their mattress to make it more comfortable, as they slept out in those days and it got very cold at night. I would help them pick up the hay, and I think they enjoyed talking to civilians like us. I remember when the Japanese surrendered, I was on the Oregon coast with a Crosby family. We were staying at Twin Rocks, just to the north of Tillamook. There was a blimp base in Tillamook, when the surrender came, everything broke loose. There was a big dance at the local hall, and a lot of blimp pilots came, and it was wild. I was 15 at the time, so it was all very interesting. It was also the first time I had ever seen contact lenses put in someone's eyes. The girl was in the restroom trying to put them back in, and they looked so uncomfortable. They were made to fit over the eyeball in those days, and I said, "No way will I ever wear those things," and I didn't. High school in Bend. All during this time, Mary Jean and I were going to school in Bend, and I was going through the high school and Mary Jean through grade school. She and I boarded with different people in Bend during the hard part of the winter. I know I stayed with Connie Tyson, as did Mary Jean, during my sophomore year. It made it easier to attend class events and games. I was on the run all the time, I think. I know this was the year I met my first real boyfriend, Don, but we only went together for a couple months. Then we broke up over some slight with hurt feelings on both sides, but our friendship survived. A few years ago, I saw him for the first time after many, many years, and we had a lot of fun playing catch-up. He had been in the Air Force during the war, was a pilot, and came back and retired and returned to Bend. He was killed about 12 years ago by a renegade Indian family who were camped next to him in southern Oregon while he fished. They shot him in the back, and he died there. His son came down that night and found him. It was quite a story in Oregon at the time. They caught the family, and I have the whole story in my files. He left a nice family in Bend. High school was a lot of fun, and I kept real busy during those years. My best friend was Roma, and we still see each other. She lives in Idaho. We were all together all the time. I stayed with her, and she stayed with me. We were good friends with everyone, but neither one of us wanted to join a clique. We just wanted to be on our own, and we were. We had fun with everyone. We had some classes together, and we would meet for lunch, and after school if possible. I was a pretty good student, and I belonged to a number of organizations, such as Girls' Glee, Choir, and the Lava Bears paper. I was a business manager for the paper and for the annual named the Bear Tracks, so that took up a lot of time each month. First, I would go down to all the businesses in downtown Bend and ask them to give us an ad. Almost all the businesses would give us some. The cost was from 50 cents to $2. Then, after the ad ran, I had to go back and collect the money for each ad. I got out of school for the afternoon to do that with a special permission slip. I ran for the student body secretary 1 year and lost, but that didn't matter, for I was still into everything I enjoyed. The last part of my junior year and until January of my senior year, I went with Ray. His family lived near where Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Bill lived in Bend. His dad worked at the Brooks Scanlon Mill, and we had to pick him up at midnight when he worked nights. Ray and I were close friends, and then he went into the service. He was stationed at Fort Lewis here in Tacoma. He would get leave every 2 or 3 weeks and hitchhike to Bend for 2 or 3 days. One time, Claude and I drove to Maupin and picked him up after he called and said he could get a ride that far. After his visit, he had to go back to Fort Lewis, and if he was late, he had to mop floors. He and I had dates that were mostly going out with his gun, a .30-06, and with my .22 rifle. We would go over to Big River, up to Lapine, and any place we could find to shoot at limbs and tin cans. I shot his gun once. That was enough. It had a kick to it like a mule. I stuck with my .22 and had a great time. We went together until January of 1947. Then, because I was in my senior year, I wanted to be free to go out with friends without him worrying about it, and he agreed with me. We stayed friends, and I saw him once in Bend about 20 years ago, and we had dinner and talked over old times. I believe it was a more innocent time in those days in Bend, but I wouldn't have traded that time for anything. There were still a number of people there that I grew up with and that I see once a year at a Lapine Shevlin reunion, and we do have a great time. Most of them have come to the ranch as children with their parents and had gone to the swimming hole at the north end of the ranch to swim. Jobs.